borrow your from your host, Stephen Crane, for these words from our sponsor.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Good morning and welcome from Lake Charles, Louisiana for the first of two games for your Brenham Cub baseball team this morning. I'm Stephen Drain and I'll be bringing you all the live action. Our first game's going to be played at McMurray Park here in Sulphur, Louisiana. And we have the Brenham Cubs up against the Pearl River Central High School from Mississippi. And then our second game's going to take place from Barb High School in Lake Charles. The Cubs enter today's play, 1-4 record to start out the year. They're going to be trying to rebound from three straight losses they've suffered in the tournament here. Played a lot of good competition, a lot of good competitive teams to start the season. Looks like the competition is going to be pretty good today as the Central had beaten Concordia Lutheran, who beat the Cubs last night. So maybe another pretty competitive game. But we're going to have this call here from Sulphur for the Cubs taking on Pearl River. And we'll be back with more of the Cubs pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
And we're back here in Sulphur, Louisiana this morning as the Cubs are out on the field taking a little warm-up action. Cubs come in today. They're wearing their camouflage uniforms with white pants, green caps. Looks like we're going to have a good day for baseball here. It's been kind of foggy the last couple mornings down here in Louisiana, but today no fog. Looks like it's going to be some clear skies from warm temperatures. It's been pretty warm down here the couple days that I've been down here so far, but we're going to watch some good action today, hopefully, between two good teams. Like I said, this is a pretty tough tournament that the Cubs have gotten themselves into this morning, but competition can only make you better as you go along. You get into your district games later on. You're going to learn from your mistakes early on and work on those plays, make some better plays, and it's going to be a good year, hopefully, for the Cubs once they get into the district. And I don't think it gets any easier for them next weekend as they're playing a tournament down in the Corpus Christi area, and usually all those teams from down around that area are pretty decent teams also. Competition here has been from teams from Louisiana. There's a couple teams from Texas down here, and then, of course, the team we're playing today from Mississippi is also down here. So I've got a couple friends I've seen in the stands that I've known. It's been a while since I've been to a Cub baseball game, not watching a game, you know, not having a son participate in the game, just watching a game. So it's going to be good to call the game for you. So with that, we'll be back with more of the Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Sulphur, Louisiana, as the Cubs have finished up their warm-ups out on the field and they're huddled out in left field. Cubs are going to be the visiting team today in the way it looks, and playing Pearl River from Central Mississippi. And I'm going to have a fun time pronouncing some of these names from some of these kids over there on that side of the field. We look like we're waiting on some umpires to get down here and get started. Looks like we're going to be easy on-time games. Game time start, maybe a little bit early if everybody shows up. But been sitting here in Louisiana enjoying all the scenery and everything it has to offer down here. Ran into a bunch of family members at the hotels over the weekend or over the week so far, and had some conversations with them on how things looked and how things are going. And looks like the competition here is going to be all the way through the tournament, even the second game that they play today over at Barb High School, which is we're going to have about a 10 to 12 minute drive to get over there in between games. So we'll have a little bit of an extended break getting back and forth, going back and forth to the game. So our may cut our post game a little bit short today to so we can get the travel time over there to get some pregame words in for y'all and get all that stuff taken care of. But the good thing is it's the drive is easy and it's not too bad, and hopefully traffic won't slow us down so we can stay on time. Cubs are finishing up their pregame prayer, and with that, we'll be back with more of the Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
All right, we're back here in Sulphur, Louisiana. The umpires have taken the field out here, and we're fixing to have our pregame meeting. And with that, we're going to go over our starting lineup for today's game. And this starting lineup is brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So with that, the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs will have leading off be number 4, Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting second be number 2, Dalton Hart. Batting third will be number 22, Drake Binky. Batting third will be number 8, Owen Finke. Batting fifth will be number 9, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth will be number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting seventh will be number 3, Brody Tucker. Batting 8th will be number 6, Blue Cienega. And batting 9th will be number 26, Cooper Hody. On the mound today will be number 12, Braden Steele. And for the Pearl River Central High School, batting 1st will be J.J. Morrell. Batting 2nd will be Kendall Morrison. Batting 3rd will be Blake Gill. Batting 4th will be Talon Ciparano. Batting 5th will be Eric Mayer. Batting 6th will be Landon Wilson. And batting 7th will be Luke Herring. Batting 8th will be Will Cothran. Batting 9th, Parker Harper. And on the mound for the Pearl River Central will be Aiden Radasta. So that's our starting lineups for today's game. And we'll send it back for one more break from the studios, and we'll be back with the start of the game.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Welcome back to Brenham Cub Baseball here from Sulphur, Louisiana, and we're going to give our game weather update. And this game weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. All right, coming in today's game, looks like we got a starting temperature of 74 degrees down here. It's showing to be partly cloudy right now, showing a 30% chance of rain for today. We'll hope that holds off, but right now it is true, partly cloudy. No wind blowing at this time, nice 74-degree day, good day for some baseball here, and we've got Brenham Cub baseball coming at you. Number 10's out on the mound for the Pearl River Central. Aiden Radasta will be the pitcher for them. He's getting his warm-up tosses in. He's going to face off against Ethan Auschenbeck as the first batter here for the Brenham Cubs. Hoping to get a good start going here for the Cubs. Have a good day of baseball. Radasta's tall, lanky kid on the mound. Completing his warm-ups now. Getting ready to throw. He's going to be flanked on that third base by number 11, Talon Cipriano, shortstop for Pearl Rivers. Number 6, Luke Herring. Second baseman is going to be Parker Harper. And over at first base will be Will Cothran. Outfield, left to right, left field will be Landon Wilson. Center field, Kendall Morrison, and right field, Blake Gill. That completes the defensive lineup for the Pearl River Central High School. And we're fixing to get started here. Ethan Auschenbeck steps into the up to the plate for first at bat of the game. Looks like we're going to get started a little early here, which is good for travel time for me going to the other field in between. So as we get started here, we'll have your first pitch coming up here. Here's the delivery. First pitch is hit out into center field. Center fielder's coming in, and he'll make the play. Auschenbeck flies out on the first pitch to the center fielder. Kind of a lazy fly ball out to center field. Center fielder had to move in to his right a little bit to make the catch. So that's going to bring up our next batter. It's going to be number 2, Dalton Hart. Dalton, left-handed batter, steps in the box. Umpire's ready for play. Pitcher working out of the stretch. No windup. First pitch is fastball on the outside corner. Strike 1. Hart takes it for a strike just on the outside corner. Steps back in. Pitcher getting the sign. Working out of the stretch. Comes the delivery. Same pitch. Fastball just on the outside corner. Umpire gives him the call. Strike 2. Hart down quickly. 0-2 on the count. Hart steps up a little bit closer to the plate. Catcher moving to the outside. Looks like they're going to try and go away again. Fastball outside just misses off the outside corner. Brings the count to 1-2. Just underway here in Sulphur, Louisiana. Second batter of the game for the Cubs. Hart's down 1-2 on the count. Pitcher with the delivery. There's a fastball hit right back up the middle. That's going to find its way through into center field, so Hart's going to reach first base on a single up the middle. First hit of the game for the Cubs. And that's going to bring up to bat the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Binky. He also steps in from the left-hand side of the plate. Runner on first, one out. Hart takes his lead from first. Pitcher in the stretch. Throw over to first. Not in time. Hart back in easily. Not close on that pickoff move over to first base. Hart gets his lead again. Pitcher checks the runner. Working out of the stretch. Pitch to home plate. Hart's on the move to second. He's going to be in there safely with a stolen base. So Hart on the move on the first pitch to Binky. Slides in safely at second base. Got a runner on second now. One out. Binky up to bat. He's got a 1-0 count. Pitcher takes a look at Hart at second. Delivery to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. Outside corner, just off the plate for a ball. Brings the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Binky. Hart's at second. One out in the inning. Pitcher in the stretch. Going to step off. Hart not very far from second base over there. Just steps off, lets him know he's there looking at him, watching him. Binky's back in the box. Pitcher out of the stretch, checking the runner. Delivery to home. Fastball, outside corner, called a strike. Brings count 2-1. Haven't seen a lot of off-speed stuff yet. Mostly a little bit of a two-seam fastball with some run on it that runs away from these left-handed batters, the last two. Pitcher takes a look at second, delivers home. He's going to be outside again, so it's going to bring the count to 3-1 on Binky. Great hitter's opportunity here in a 3-1 count. Runner at second base. One out in the inning. Pitcher from the stretch, takes a look at the runner, brings it home. It's going to be outside for 4. So Binky will draw a walk. That's going to put runners at first and second for the Cubs. One out in the inning. Brings up to bat number 8, Owen Finke. Pearl River's going to set their defense, talk about what they're going to do. Finke so far on the young year, batting .500 on the season. Delivery, it's going to be a bunt, squares around, puts it down the third baseline, it's going to roll just foul. Reset everybody. Bunted it a little hard there at the third baseman, trying to make him make a play on that, get the runners over. Everybody resets. Finke's back in the box. Pitcher gets his sign. Checks the runners. Off-speed pitch. Just on the outside corner called strike 2. So Finke quickly down 0-2 in the count. One out. Runners at first and second. Top half of the first inning. Pitcher back on the rubber, gets a sign, checks the runners, delivery to the plate, fastball fouled off, Finke stays alive, count still 0-2, runners first and second base, one out, Finke had a pitch to hit there right down the middle of the plate, fastball, just missed it, fouls it off. Steps it back in. Pitcher's got his sign. Checks the runners. Delivery to the plate. It's going to be an off-speed pitch. Hit to the shortstop. Shortstop backhands. He's going to throw to third. And he pulls the runner off of third. And coming around third, the score is going to be Hart on the error at third base. So with that first run of the game, Dalton Hart just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So with that first run of the game, that's going to put Brenham on top 1-0. Runners now will be at first and third. One out in the inning. So Brenham able to capitalize on the throwing error by the shortstop that pulled the third baseman off the bag. So stepping in the bat now will be number 9, Landry Mendoza. Pitcher steps off. First and third situation. Want to make sure they're doing the right things here. Mendoza, right-handed batter. Pitcher's out of the stretch. Checking the runners. Here's the delivery. It's going to be popped up on the infield. Third baseman, shortstop. Shortstop's going to call him off and make the catch. So a fly out for Mendoza. Runners remain at first and third. Brings us to 2 outs in the inning. 1 run home so far for the Cubs in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. Pitcher's from the stretch. Checks his runners. Runner from first is on the move. He's going to step off. They've got him picked off, but they're going to not tag the runner at second. And so we're going to have a stolen base for Finke. He moves into second as they were concerned about the runner on third coming home. So first and third becomes second and third for the Cubs here. Opportunity for Luke Hardy to drive in a couple runs here with the base hit. 2 outs in the top half of the first. Brenham on top, 1-0. Pitcher's got a sign. He's from the stretch. Brings the pitch to Hardy. Going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strike count on Luke Hardy. Drank Bickey over at third. And Owen Finke at second base. Here's the pitch. It's going to hit him. So hit batter for Luke Hardy. Takes one right in the rib cage there. I'm sure that didn't feel too well. Trots on down to first base. So we're going to have bases loaded. 2 outs. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. So big opportunity here early for the Cubs. Bases loaded. 2 outs. 1 run's already in. Opportunity to put a crooked number on the board. Start the game. The pitcher comes set, still working out of the stretch. The pitch, going to be a fastball inside corner called strike 1. No balls and 1 strike on Brody Tucker. Pitcher comes set, checks his runners. The delivery home, it's going to be put in play, ground ball to the shortstop. He's going to throw across the diamond to first base and just get Tucker at first for the out. So 6-3 put out in the top half of the first inning, but the Cubs score 1 and lead 1-0 with the bottom half of the first coming. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short in long-term care.
And welcome back. As we go into the bottom half of the first inning here, Brenham Cubs leading 1-0, scored a run on a error in the top half of the first. Left the bases loaded, though, had an opportunity to score some more, couldn't push them through. So we'll get the defense to hold for the Cubs as we have number 12, Braden Steele, will be on the mound for the Cubs today. And here comes Brody Tucker after he made the last out in the inning. So he's got his gear on, and we're fixing to get ready to go here. Steele completes his warm-up pitches. Great opportunity for the Cubs in the first to score some more runs. Just couldn't get it across. Tucker almost beat the throw out at first, but got him by about a step over there. There's throw down to second base, so we're fixing to get in. And stepping in for Pearl River first will be their designated hitter, number 8, J.J. Morrell. So Steele on the mound for the Cubs. You've got Tucker behind the plate. Blue Sienna goes in right field. Owen Finke in center, and first pitch. Big swing and fouled off down to the left. So 0-1 to start the game. Got Ethan Auschenbeck out there in center field. Here's the next pitch. Taken down low. Count goes to 1-1. So Steele working out of the windup. Working quickly. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball. Hit slowly to the first baseman. Hardy comes over. Steele covers and tosses him to first for the out. So nice play by first base and pitcher on that. Nice little soft, high bouncing ground ball. One out in the inning. Brings up for Pearl River number 6, Kendall Morrison. So Steele working quickly, comes out of the windup, delivering. It's a fastball. It's hit in the air out to right field. Cienega's going back, camping underneath it. He's going to make the catch. So two quick outs there for the Cubs. Ground out in a fly ball out to right field. It's going to bring up the number 3 batter, number 26, Blake Gill for Pearl River. He settles in, bats from the left side. Steele working quickly again. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike one. Quickly working hit on 0-1 count. Two outs in the inning. Cubs up 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the first. Second pitch is a ground ball. Hit off the foot. Going to be a foul ball. Little dribbler went out there, but it hit the toe, and that doesn't feel too good. So Gill's back in there, quickly down 0-2. Changeup comes in, just down a little bit. Runs the count to 1-2. Steele with the pitch. High and tight. Takes the count to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning, two quick outs. Steele working quickly. Fastball just misses down in the outside corner. Runs the count full. Moving right along here in the first inning. Moving quickly. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be hit down the right field line. Cienega's running after it, but it's going to go foul. So fairly deep drive there by Gill. Just a long foul ball. Steal to give time. Sienna, good time to get back in his position over there. Steals in the stretch with the delivery. That's going to be inside, ball four. So that'll be the first runner of the game for Pearl River as Blake Gill draws a walk there. So put a runner on first base. There's two outs. Brings up to bat number 11, Talon Cipriano. Batting as a cleanup hitter for Pearl River. So steals in the stretch. Takes a look at the runner. Comes home. Fastball up high. 1-0. Runner at first base. Two outs in the inning. Steele comes set. Here's the pitch. It's going to be down low. Steele falls behind 2-0. Been working ahead to the first, basically first three batters, and then run into a little bit of missing. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. Catches the outside corner. Called strike. So brings the count two balls and one strike. Runner at first base. Two outs. Steele comes set. Tries that outside corner again. This time just a little bit off the plate. 3-1 count now on the batter. Talon Cipriano. Steele, long pause, comes home. Fouled off to the right side. Works the count back full. So full count here. Three, two, two outs. Runner on first. Runner moving on the pitch. It's going to be ball four. So two consecutive walks by Steele puts runners at first and second for Pearl River. And that's going to bring up to bat number 12, Eric Mayer. Runners now at first and second. Two outs. Mayer, a right-handed batter. Steele working out of the stretch, comes set, the delivery. Fastball just a bit up high. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. That's going to be popped up. Catcher's going to give it a look. Coming back, coming back, coming back. He's going to make the catch right here by the screen. So Mayer pops out for the third out of the inning. So with that, there were no runs, no hits, two walks, two runners left. And so with that, the Cubs have the lead after one complete. It is 1-0 Brenham Cubs, and we'll be back with a word from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Welcome back to Sulphur, Louisiana. Brenham Cubs are up 1-0 after one inning of play. Cubs scored on a throwing error by the Pearl River shortstop that allowed Owen Finke to come around and score. Correction, Dalton Hart on that run scored. In the bottom half of the first inning, the Cubs gave up two walks, but were able to get Pearl River on two fly balls and a ground out to end that bottom half of the first inning. So as we start the top half of the second inning, stepping in for the Brenham Cubs, up to bat first will be Blue Cienega. Cienega, right-handed batter. Here's the first pitch. It's foul back, foul ball. So Cienega goes down 0-1. Radasta for Pearl River has been working out of the stretch the entire game. No wind-up delivery. He stands tall on the mound. He's going to get his signs. Here's the pitch to Cienega. He's going to ground it to shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. Throw over to first. It's going to be just in time. So ground out by Cienega brings up one out in the inning, and that'll bring to bat for the Brenham Cubs number 26, Cooper Hody. Cienega put the ball in play, just hit it right at the shortstop. Makes a good play to get the speedy Cienega down there and got by one step. So Hody steps in, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Up high just a little bit for a ball. Ball one. Gets a hit in the count 1-0. One out in the inning. Brenham with the early lead, 1-0. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hammered down the left side. Foul. Almost took out Coach down there by the dugout. Hody just got a little hit of that fastball right there and pulled it a little too much. The pitcher comes set with the next pitch. The delivery is going to be way outside. Going to run the count to 2-1. Hody still ahead in the count. Have a slight breeze that's picked up a little bit now. Wind's kind of blowing from left field to right field. Here's the pitch to Hody. That's going to be in the dirt. Ball three. 3-1. Cooper Hody, the number 9 batter in order. Ethan Auschenbeck waits on deck. Here's the pitch to Hody. Swing and a miss. Going to run the count full. Pitcher took a little bit off of that one. So full count delivery coming to Hody. It's going to be pop foul right back at us. Keeps the count at 3-2. Pitcher for Pearl River, Radasta, comes set on the mound. Here's the delivery. It's going to be a little dribbler down the third baseline. It's going to roll foul. So Hody will come back and grab the bat and reset himself in the plate. Holds the count at 3-2. One out in the inning. No runners on. Brenham leading 1-0. Pitcher is quickly ready to throw, and umpire is going to say no pitch, no pitch. Still had time. So we'll reset everything. Umpire puts the ball in play. Radasta comes set. Delivery. Going to be a fastball outside for ball four. Cooper Hody's going to draw a walk. Gives Brenham a runner with one out. Takes us back to the top of the lineup, Ethan Auschenbeck. Auschenbeck's batting 308 on the young season. Swings it from the right-hand side of the plate. So Verdasta checks the runner at first. Not a big lead for Hody at first. Here's the delivery to Auchinbeck. He's going to hit one up in the air. It's going to go to left field. Fairly deep struck. Left fielder looks like he's camping underneath it. He's going to catch it about 10 feet from the fence out there. So drive out to left field for Auchinbeck on the first pitch. It's going to be a long out. So that brings up two outs in the inning. And that's going to bring up to bat Dalton Hart. Dalton scored the first run in the first inning. Got home on a error by the third baseman for Pearl River. Pitcher comes set. Checks the runner over at first. Delivery to home plate. Going to be inside. Ball one. Both pitchers working quickly. Pitcher back checking his runner. The delivery to Hart. Runner's on the move. Hart takes the pitch. He's on the move. He's going to slide in safely at second base. So stolen base there for Cooper Hody. Puts him in the scoring position with two outs in the inning. Brenham leading 1-0. Top half of the second. Hody takes his lead over at second. Pitcher checks the runner. Hart waits for the pitch. It's going to be up and away. Runs the count to 2-1. So 2-1 count on Hart. Pitcher's going to check on Hody at second. The delivery. It's going to be hit out in the center field. Ball's tailing away from the center fielder. He's on the run. Makes a nice running catch out in center field. Nice hit ball by Hart, but caught by the runner and the outfielder. And for the third out of the inning, so no runs on no hits for the Cubs. The score remains after 1.5 innings of play, 1-0 Brenham, and we'll send it back from a word from our sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Welcome back as we head to the bottom half of the second inning here with the Brenham Cubs up 1-0 over the Pearl River Central High School baseball team here. We're in Sulphur, Louisiana this morning. Cubs so far have had a lot of activity on the bases, and we've gotten one run scratched in so far. And as we come to the bottom half of the second inning here, no changes for the Cubs. We still have Steele is on the mound. And we're waiting on the batter for Pearl River as he's coming in from the dugout. Steele up on the mound. He's ready to go. He's been working really quickly. Works out of the windup. Here's the delivery and the pitch. First pitch up a little high for ball one. So 1-0. Batting for Pearl River is number 9, Landon Wilson, right-handed batter. Steele delivers. Called a strike. Be 1-1. 1-1 count. Steele's not wasting any time on the mound, working quickly. It's going to be outside for ball two. So 2-1. Bottom half of the first inning, Steele gave up 2 walks, didn't allow any runs. Here's the delivery. It's going to be hit out to right field. Cienega settling underneath it. makes the play. First out of the inning, fly ball out to Cienega in right field for out number one. It's going to bring up for Pearl River number two, Luke Herring. Steele with the ball back. He's already on the mound, ready to work. Checks and makes sure Cienega made it back to its position. Winds and delivers. First pitch, strike one, fastball. Steele right back up on the mound. Delivery, fastball, same spot. Quickly, 0-2 on the batter. One out, nobody on. Next pitch popped up on the infield. Taken by the third baseman for the out for the Cubs. Number 8, Owen Finke on the catch. Makes it two outs in the inning. Steele working quickly. Up to bat for Pearl River be Will Cawthorn. He takes the first pitch up high for ball one. Number 8 batter for Pearl River. Steele quickly back on the mound. Here's the windup and delivery. The pitch. This ball is hit up in the air again on the infield. And that's going to be a catch by the shortstop. And that is a 3-up, 3-down inning. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So our score after two complete innings of play, it's Brenham 1 and Pearl River 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food. Good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, welcome back to Sulphur, Louisiana. As we come start the top half of the third inning, leading off for the Brenham Cubs is going to be number 22, Drake Binky. Cubs on with the early 1-0 lead over the Pearl River High School from, I couldn't even pronounce the name of the first town they're from. I'm not even going to try it on the radio because I don't want to embarrass myself on that one. But anyway, we're back in here, and Binky steps in, and Radosta with the delivery. It's going to be an off-speed pitch on the outside corner, swing and a miss for strike one. So Binky's back in there. Here's the delivery. Going to be a foul ball down the left side. So quickly down in the count, 0-2. I have to make a correction on my right fielder. Cienega's in left and Hody was in right. So I've got that corrected now on my score sheet so that we can get that all situated. So my bad on missing on some of those. So Binky's back in there. Radosta with an off-speed pitch. He's going to swing at it and miss. So strike three. So a strikeout for Binky. Be one out in the inning. Brings up the bat for the Cubs. Number 8, Owen Finke. So Finke steps in from the right side. One out in the inning. Here's the delivery. It's going to be inside. All speed pitch inside. Takes it for a ball. It's 1-0. Finke hit early in the count. One ball, no strikes. Cubs leading 1-0. We're in the top half of the third inning. The pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop's up with it on the first base for the play, for the out. So 6-3 put out there for Finke as he's the second out of the inning. Brings up to bat for the Brenham Cubs. Be the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza is first time up, flied out on a pop-up to the shortstop. So Mendoza steps in from the right side. Takes first pitch down for ball one. Pitcher delivers. Off-speed pitch misses on the outside corner. Pitcher out of the stretch with the delivery. It's going to be a foul ball back to the net. Pitcher doesn't like that ball. He's going to change it out real quick. Both pitchers working really quickly here. Game moving along at a very nice clip. Going to be an off-speed pitch on the outside corner. It's going to be called for strike 3. That's going to be the third out of the inning as Mendoza goes on strikes. After 2.5 innings of play, it's still the Brenham Cubs 1 and Pearl River 0. And we'll send it back from a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels. Trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
And we're back here in Sulphur, Louisiana, as the Brenham Cubs have a early lead of 1-0 over Pearl River High School out of Mississippi. And we've had a really quick game, which is good for if you're watching baseball, if you're a fan of high-scoring games. We don't have that going on right now here. So everybody looks to be in same positions. No changes for either team yet. And coming up to bat first for Pearl River, be their number 9 hitter. It's going to be Parker Harper. He's making his way up to the plate here as we're getting set to go here in the bottom half of the third inning. On the mound for Brenham yet. Still have Braden Steele on the mound. He's been working fast. Comes with the pitch out of the windup. First pitch, fastball for a strike. Steele back up on the mound. Ready to throw again. Second pitch. Just misses off the outside corner. Another fastball off the outside corner. Runs the count even at 1-1. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit up in the air. It's going to be out of play down the right side. Steel working rather quickly. Right back on the rubber. Batter's back in the box, and here comes the windup and the delivery. Going to be a fastball swung on and missed for strike three. So a strikeout for Steele. Going to bring up to bat for Pearl River the leadoff hitter, the designated hitter, J.J. Morrell. Oh, correction on that. They're going to hit. It's going to be the pitcher batting, Aiden Radosta. And he's going to foul that off behind the screen for strike one. So Steele is quickly back on the mound. Throws a breaking pitch in there for strike two. So quickly ahead, 0-2. There's one out in the inning, nobody on. Next pitch is up high. Fastball up high. Count is 1-2. No runners on. Cubs up 1-0 here. We play in the bottom half of the third inning. Next pitch, fastball just outside. Runs the count even at 2-2. Steele back on the mound with the delivery. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch. Nice pitch. Called strike three by the umpire. Going to be out number two in the inning. That's going to bring up to bat number six, Kendall Morrison. Morrison's first time up, he flied out to right field. First pitch in there by Steele is a strike on the inside corner. Quickly hit 0-1, two outs in the inning, nobody on. Steele with the delivery. Goes outside there, kind of gets away from Tucker. If he sticks that pitch right there, he's probably going to get that call. Looked like it caught a lot of the plate on the outside. Just got away from him a little bit. So Steele with the pitch and the delivery. It's going to be a line drive over the shortstop's head out into left field. Sienna goes up with it. He gets it back in. He's going to hold him to a single. So Morrison on base with a single. Going to bring up to bat number 26, Blake Gill. Two outs in the inning. Runner on first. Steele works out of the stretch. Runner gets a big lead at first base. Steele pauses, comes in. Strike one, inside corner fastball. Gill didn't like the call too much, but zips out and resets. Steele comes set, big lead at first. Batter calls timeout. Looked like the runner was getting ready to go over there at first base. Steele still set in the stretch. Throws over to first. Close play at first base. Morrison just gets underneath the tag of Hardy. So we'll set it all over again. Steele with stretch. Goes back to first again. This time not as close, not as big as the lead over there by Morrison at first base. Steele comes setting a stretch. He's coming home. There's a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Throw down to second. It's not in time. So stolen base for Morrison. Picked a good pitch to go on. Was an off-speed pitch, but that runs the count to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. We got a runner at second base. There's two outs in the inning. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, nice pitch. Froze the batter. Strike three. Big pitch there to end the inning. So that strands a runner at second base. So after three complete innings of play, it's still the Brenham Cubs 1 and Pearl River 0. And we'll send it back from a word from our sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, welcome back as we're here back in Sulphur, Louisiana, as we start playing the top half of the fourth inning with the Brenham Cubs on top, 1-0 so far. It's been a pretty much a pitcher's duel going on between both pitchers, as there's only been one hit for each team, but the one hit has led to a run on a error committed by Pearl River, which has allowed the Cubs with the 1-0 lead. Last half of the third inning there was the first hit for Pearl River that Braden Steele has allowed up. So as we start play here in the top of the fourth inning, we're going to have up to bat Luke Hardy steps in first. Rodosta comes set, delivers an off-speed pitch that swung on and missed. Let me strike one on Hardy. Count 0-1 underway here in the top half of the fourth inning. Brenham leads 1-0. So Rodosta throws a fastball. Hardy's going to pop it up on the infield right at the pitcher's mound. Everybody's converging, and it's going to fall as everybody kind of got out of the way and the third baseman tried to catch it and was unable to do so. So Luke Hardy's going to reach first base on an error. Big opportunity there for the Cubs as the miss pop-up on the infield creates an opportunity. So that's going to bring up to the plate the catcher. So Brody Tucker takes a swing at the first pitch, and he's going to foul it off toward the Cub dugout there, down 0-1. Hardy at first base, nobody out. Brody Tucker at the plate. Steps in from the right side. Rodosta's out of the stretch for Pearl River. Takes a look at Hardy over at first. He's going to bring a fastball. He's going to catch the outer half of the plate. Quickly, 0-2 on Tucker. Brody's first time up, he grounded out to the shortstop. So Rodosta comes set for Pearl River. Takes a look over at Hardy. He's going to throw over there. Not a very big lead by Hardy. Just checking on him, make sure he's not going anywhere. We reset everything. Rodosta's back out of the stretch. Takes a look over at the runner. Going to deliver. It's going to be a ground ball in between shortstop and third. No play at second. And they'll barely get Tucker at first. So fielder's choice there for Tucker. Moves Hardy over to second base. So Hardy at second, one out in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat Blue Cienega. Cienega's last at bat, he also grounded out to the shortstop. So Cienega steps in, one out, Hardy at second base. Cubs lead 1-0. We play in the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner. Fastball for strike one. Sienna goes down the count 0-1. Hardy at second base. Gets his lead off second. Rodosta gets his sign from the catcher. Works out of the stretch. Pauses. Checks Hardy. Still checking Hardy. Batter calls timeout. A little count and mouse game being played by the pitcher and the batter right there. So we'll reset everything. Pitcher comes straight. Comes set out of the stretch. Here's the delivery to Sienega. It's going to be swung on and fouled off. So Sienega is quickly down in the count 0-2. Got one out. Luke Hardy at second base. Pitcher checks Hardy. Here's the delivery. The off-speed pitch is going to be up and in. Pushes Sienega off the plate. Ball one. One ball, two strike count. One out. Hardy's at second base. Pitcher's going to come set. And here's the delivery. It's going to be up above Sienega's head. So Sienega's able to even the count back at 2-2. Base hits here should score a run. The delivery to Sienega is going to be popped up foul right behind us. So Sienega's in there battling. Got a 2-2 count on him, one out in the inning. We play in the top half of the fourth. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit out to center field, right at the center fielder. Takes a couple steps to his right, makes the catch. So a fly out to center field by Sienega holds the runner at second base. So two outs in the inning. That's going to bring up number 26, Cooper Hody. Cooper's first at back, and he was able to draw a walk. So Hody steps in with two outs. Luke Hardy's at second base. Pitcher comes set, takes a look at Hardy. Delivers fastball, outside corner, strike one. Hody steps out, resets it. Pitcher takes a look at Hardy, checking on him. Not a very big lead by Hardy at second. Pitcher steps off. Hardy's back in at second base. No throw by the pitcher to second. Hody bats from the right side. 0-1 count. Here's the delivery. It's going to be hit in the air to left field. Left fielder's backing up. It's going to have a play. Makes the catch for a fly out to left field. So with that fly out, there were no runs on no hits. There was one error in the inning. And after 3.5 innings of play, it's Brenham 1 and Pearl River 0. And we'll send it back for a word from our sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
And welcome back to Sulphur, Louisiana, as we recap what's happened so far in our game. So far, the Brenham Cubs with a 1-0 lead over the Pearl River High School out of Mississippi. And with that 1-0, Brenham was able to score on a throwing error by the shortstop, which allowed Dalton Hart to score. So far, it's been a pitcher's duel. A pitcher's duel between Braden Steele and the pitcher for Pearl River, Aiden Radasta. And with that, this Cub recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. So with that, as we get started here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, Braden Steele back on the mound, and he's quickly ahead, 0-2 on the batter. Steele working extremely fast, keeping these batters off balance. As soon as they're stepping in, he's throwing, and he's coming already with the third pitch. It's fouled off to the right-hand side, so quickly 0-2 count. Try and keep the hitters from Pearl River off balance and doing an effective job by working quickly. And there's a high fastball swing and miss for a strikeout. So one out in the inning. Braden Steele with a strikeout. That's going to bring up to bat number 12, Eric Mayer for Pearl River. Pitch in there by Steele's just a little bit outside. Quickly working, comes back with a fastball right down the middle. So evens the count up at 1-1. Here's the windup and the delivery. That's going to be hit in the air. That's going to go into left center field. Auschenbeck runs over from center field and makes the catch. Nice play by Ethan Auschenbeck out there in center field on the grab. So quickly, two outs in the inning. So that's going to bring up to bat number 9, Landon Wilson. So Braden Steele quickly with two outs in the inning. First pitch, fastball up high. One ball, no strikes, two outs in the inning. We play here in the bottom of the fourth. Brenham leading 1-0. Steele's next pitch swung on and missed. Evens up the count at 1-1. Quickly back on the rubber, working out of the windup. Next pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball. 1-2. Here's the pitch by Steele, the 0-2. It's going to be put in play over to the first base side. Second baseman's going to pick it up. Close play at first base. Covering on the play is Steele. That's out number 3 in the inning. And with that 3 up, 3 down, way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. So 3 up, 3 down for Pearl River. And after 4 complete innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 1 and Pearl River 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Lamorello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
1-800-273-1099.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
KWHIAM and K269GU.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, welcome back. We're back here in Sulphur, Louisiana, as we play here in the SBOT tournament. And on the mound for Pearl River continues to be Aiden Radosta, and he's going to face Ethan Auschenbeck as the first batter here in the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch to Auschenbeck is fouled off down the third baseline. So Ethan Auschenbeck, first time through, fly ball to center field. Second time through, fly it out to left field. So 0-for-2 on the day so far. Steps back in with the 0-1 count. Radosta comes set for Pearl River. Throws it, hits the outside corner. Strike two. So Auschenbeck quickly down 0-2. Pitcher still out of the stretch for Pearl River. Brings the 0-2 pitch, an off-speed pitch that's going to be hit in the air to center field. Right at the center fielder. Backs up about 5 or 6 steps and makes the catch. So fly out for Ethan Auschenbeck will be the first out in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat for the Cubs Dalton Hart. Hart's 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and flied out. Singled in the first, flied out in the second. Steps in with one out, nobody on base. Here's the stretch and the delivery. Off-speed pitch goes inside. One ball, no strikes. Hart, a left-handed batter. Radosta, a right-handed pitcher. Come set it. Delivery. There's a base hit right back up the middle. Second hit on the day for Dalton Hart. He's at first base with one out in the inning. Brings up to bat the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Behnke. Behnke walked back in the first. Struck out in the third. Bats here in the top of the fifth with Hart at first base. One out in the inning. Brenham leads 1-0. Radosta's in the stretch, takes a look at Hart, he's going to throw over to first base, not a big lead over there, back in plenty of time, slides in, no tag by the first baseman. We'll reset play, Hart takes his lead, a little bit bigger lead this time. Pitcher comes set, the delivery, off-speed pitch is fouled off to the left-hand side. Behnke steps back in. He's got an 0-1 count. Hart at first base. One out in the inning. Pitcher comes set. He's checking on Hart over at first. He's going to throw over there. Little lean to second base by Hart. May have been moving on that one. Back in safely, though. Binky's back in at the plate. Hart takes his lead at first. Pitcher's going to step off. We'll do it all over again. Everybody set. Hart with his lead. Radosta is going to throw over there. Not even a close play on that throw. Just kind of tossed it over there. Hart takes his lead at first. Going to throw over there again. He's back in standing. No ball, one strike count on Binky. Hart takes his lead. He's off and running on the pitch. Pitches a ball down low. Throw is going to be not held on to by the second baseman. So a stolen base there for Dalton Hart. He moves into second base. One out. Binky's got a 1-1 count on him. He's a runner in scoring position for the Cubs. Kind of almost a mirror image of how the first inning played out. Let's see how it goes. The pitch to Binky is swung on and missed. So one ball, two strikes on Drake Binky. One out in the inning. Dalton Hart at second base. We play here in the top half of the fifth. Brenham Cubs leading 1-0. Here's the delivery. It's going to be a swing and a miss, so Binky goes down on strikes on the strikeout. That brings us up to two outs in the inning. That's going to bring up to bat number 8, Owen Finke. Finke comes up to bat, right-handed batter. Dalton Hart at second base, two outs in the inning. And Hart is often moving from second to third. The throw is not in time, so another stolen base by Dalton Hart. Hart gets into third base. Finke takes the pitch for a ball, so one ball, no strike count on the batter. Hart now at third base. Single and two stolen bases in the inning for Hart. Big opportunity here for Finke to drive in a run. He's going to square around the bunt, and he puts it down. All he's got to do is beat it out at first, and there's a run, and Finke beats it out at first. So run number two comes across the plate for the Brenham Cubs on a bunt single by Owen Finke. So that brings our score to Brenham 2, Pearl River 0. Big play there by Finke laying down the bunt. First base, the third baseman could not make the play in time, so base hit for Finke on the bunt. Scores Hart from third, brings up to bat number 9, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza steps in today 0 for 2, and Finke's on the move from first. It's going to be a foul ball down the right field line, so we'll reset Finke. Always like to see the small ball sometimes. It always works out good for you if it gets executed properly, and nice execution there by the Brenham Cubs on playing a little small ball there to get the runs in, scratching some runs. So Finke takes his lead over at first base. Pitch to Mendoza is going to be hammered out in the left center field. It's going to drop down for a base hit. Finke will pull up at second base. Mendoza comes in the first with a single. So runners at first and second now, two outs. Going to bring up to bat Luke Hardy. So Hardy was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. Reached on an error in the last inning. Runners at first and second. We play in the top of the fifth. Brenham on top, 2-0. The pitch to Hardy is taken for a strike, outside corner. No balls, one strike, two outs, two runners on. Finke's at second. Mendoza at first. Hardy's at the plate. Comes the delivery. Pitch inside. Runs the count even at 1-1. Finke gets his lead at second. Mendoza over at first. Here's the pitch to Hardy. It's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Two outs in the inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Top half of the fifth. pitcher works from the stretch. The delivery to Hardy, going to be inside, catches the corner, strike two. So two balls and two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Brenham leads 2-0. It's a lot of twos. The pitcher takes his time working from the stretch. Checks the runner at second. Steps off. Finke back in without a throw. So we'll set it all over again. 2-2 count on Hardy. Two outs in the inning. Runners at first and second. And here's the delivery. It's going to be swung and missed by Hardy. Strike three. Strikes out. But the Brenham Cubs are able to scratch out another run in that inning on a RBI single by Owen Finke. And that brings our score after 4.5 innings of play. Brenham 2, Pearl River 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linke Welding. Visit CorthenLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we come back here, we are in the bottom half of the fifth inning here in Sulphur, Louisiana. And the Brenham Cubs are holding a 2-0 lead over Pearl River. Braden Steele still on the mound for the Brenham Cubs, has thrown an excellent game today. He's only lined up one hit so far. He's got four strikeouts on the day. He's been working very fast, keeping the hitters off balance. Hasn't had any mistakes made behind him, so his defense playing ball for him today. And as the first batter steps in for Pearl River, it's going to be number two, Luke Herring, leading it off. So Herring's last time out, he popped up to the third baseman. So Steele with the pitch. Herring squares around. And I believe the umpire called a ball on that. Not sure what totally happened on that play, if they got crossed up there or Steele delivered too quickly to the plate, but looks like umpire's going to call a ball on that one. So Herring will step back in there. Here comes the pitch from Steele. It's going to be a base hit right up the middle. So Herring with the leadoff single for Pearl River. That's only the second hit that Steele's allowed today. So stepping up to bat for Pearl River will be Will Cothran. So Steele's on the pitch. Cothran squares around a bunt, unable to get it down. Takes it for a strike. Steele working from the stretch. Checks the runner over at first. Here's the pitch to Cothran. He's going to hit a hard ground ball to second. This should be two. Flips to the shortstop for one. Back to first for two. Double play, Brenham Cubs. Hit the ball hard right at the second baseman. Perfect double play ball for Brenham. Flips it over to the shortstop. Hart on to Hardy at first base. So two outs now, quickly races the single given up on the to the leadoff batter. That's going to bring up to bat number 7, Parker Harper for Pearl River. His first pitch is fouled off to the right side. Steal quickly out of the windup. Next pitch down low a little bit on the outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Two outs here. We play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Brenham Cubs up 2-0 over Pearl River. Steal with the pitch. Off-speed pitch stays high. Brings the count to 1-1. Steele quickly delivers. Here's a fly ball out to center field. Ethan Auschenbeck with the grab for the third out of the inning. So after 5 complete innings of play, it is your Brenham Cubs 2, Pearl River 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And welcome back. We are in Sulphur, Louisiana this morning as we play here in the top half of the sixth inning. The Brenham Cubs are up 2-0 over Pearl River. So same pitcher still in play here. Pearl River still going out there with Aiden Radasta. And Braden Steele still on the mound for the Brenham Cubs. Both pitchers working very efficiently. Not many hits been in the game, not many hard hit balls, nothing in danger of going out the park. Wind is blowing out here. Dimensions on this park are fairly large. It's 362 out in the power alleys and 381 to dead center field. AstroTurf field with grass out in the outfield. So as we come to play here, stepping in for the Brenham Cubs is going to be the catcher, Brody Tucker. Radasta still on the mound for Pearl River. He comes set. First pitch is sent down the left field line. And that was going to be a pinch hitter for Tucker, Nate Rao. So Nate Rao with a double down the left field line as he pinch hit for Brody Tucker. So Rao leads it off with a double. He's at second base. So leadoff double for Nate Rao. Brings up to bat for the Cubs, Blue Cienega. He's going to square around and bunt. Puts it down first base side. Nice bunt. It's going to move Rao over to third. Completes the sacrifice by Cienega. Rao moves to third. Cienega out at first on the sacrifice. So runner at third. One out in the inning. Brings up to bat number 26, Cooper Hody. Infield plays in for Pearl River. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Hody. Off-speed pitch on the outside corner. So big opportunity here in the top half of the sixth for Brenham to scratch out another run. Here's the pitch to Hody. Swing and a miss, quickly down 0-2. Pitcher's working that outside corner, looking for Hody to roll over and get a ground ball. Infield still stays in. No ball, two strike count. Rao at third. Called strike three pitch right there on the outside corner for strike three. So Hody goes down on strikes for the second out in the inning. It's going to bring us back to top of the order with Ethan Auchinbeck. Two outs. Rouse at third. Here's a fly ball hit deep to left field. Could it be gone? And that is a home run for Ethan Auchinbeck. So two-run home run for Ethan Auchinbeck. Crushed that ball to left field. Gets out quickly. Going to bring home two runs on the home run. Nate Rouse scores and Auchinbeck score. Makes it Brenham Cubs 4, Pearl River 0. Huge home run there in the top half of the sixth. Gives a little bit more padding to Steele, who's been pitching a gem out there on the day out there on the mound for the Cubs. So Ethan Auchinbeck with a huge two-run home run brings our score to 4-0 Cubs. Two outs in the top half of the sixth. Dalton Hart puts one down the third baseline. He's going to try and beat it out, and he's going to beat that out. So Dalton Hart with his third base hit of the game. So that's going to bring up the bat number 22, Drake Behnke. Little two-out magic for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Ethan Auchinbeck with a huge two-run home run. Dalton Hart with a single. He's at first. He takes his lead. He's off and running on the first pitch. Binky's going to hit a little lazy fly in the center field. Center fielder's going to come in. He's going to make the grab, and that's going to end the inning. But for the Cubs, they do score two runs on three hits. The big hit, a home run by Ethan Auchinbeck. And after 5.5, it is Brenham 4, Pearl River 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles, eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, welcome back here to Sulphur, Louisiana, as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Cubs in the top half of the sixth were able to put a crooked number up and get two on the board on a big home run by Ethan Auchinbeck. With a big leadoff double by Nate Rao to get things going in that inning. So as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, looks like we have a pitching change on the mound for the Brenham Cubs. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is your insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So on the mound pitching now for the Brenham Cubs is going to be Sterling Sheffer. So Sheffer takes over for Braden Steele, who threw a really good game working quickly. So Sheffer's first pitch, he's going to induce a pop-up. Going to be popped up on the infield. Mendoza with the catch over at second base. So one pitch, one out for Sheffer. So that's going to bring up for Pearl River the number two batter, Kendall Morrison. Morrison has one of two hits on the day for Pearl River. So Sheffer's working out of the stretch. First pitch delivered down in the dirt. Ball one. Sheffer takes a look in. Gets his sign. Here's the delivery. Fastball just off the plate a little bit. Down in the count, 2-0. Here's the delivery from Sheffer. Off-speed pitch, taken for a strike. Inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Brenham with 4-0 lead. Sheffer's delivery. Up high just a little bit. Runs the count 3-1. Three ball, one strike count. One out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Sheffer's delivery, swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Runs the count full. Big swing by Morrison there. Sheffer's getting his sign. Here comes the delivery and the pitch. Just off the outside corner. Going to be ball four. So Morrison takes a walk down the second base. Correction, first base. He's going to bring up to bat number three, Blake Gill. So Morrison over at first for Pearl River. Sheffer throws over to first. Morrison back in time. Sheffer getting his sign. Checks the runner. Looks like Morrison takes a lead. Does not go. Pitches inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out in the inning. Running at first base for Pearl River. Swing and a miss on the pitch from Sheffer. Runs the count even at 1-1. Sheffer comes set. Runner takes a lead. He's going to throw over there. Back in time. Little cat and mouse game being played by Sheffer and Morrison over there. Morrison dances off first. He's on the move this time. It's going to hit the batter. So hit by pitch for Sheffer on the pitch. Going to put runners at first and second. One out in the inning. So a base on balls and a hit by pitch by Sheffer. So Sheffer comes set. Here's the delivery and the pitch. Just inside. Ball did not give that call. Looks like we've had a change at catcher. Nate Rao now behind the plate for the Cubs.
See if we can get any other changes that happened while we were in that last inning. So Sheffer on the mound. He's throwing to Nate Rao behind the plate. Runners at first and second base. Batter calls timeout. Sheffer in a little bit of a jam here. Working with a 4-0 lead as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Working on the cleanup batter for Pearl River. Sheffer steps off. Everybody's back. Comes Sheffer. He's working out of the stretch. He comes set, checks his runners. He's going to deliver to home plate. Here's a ground ball to the shortstops. Could be two here. He's going to flip to second for one. Back to first. Safe at first base. So we get the out at second base. Not quite quick enough to get the runner over at first. Does bring to two outs in the inning. That's going to put runner at first and third. Runs at first and third. Brings up to bat number 12, Eric Mayer. Sheffer's delivery. Strike one. Fastball right on the outside corner. Runner takes his lead at first. Morrison over at third for Pearl River. Pitch outside. Nice stop by Rao. Sheffer trying to work out of a little bit of a jam here in the bottom half of the sixth. Runners at first and third, two outs, though. Here's a ground ball that's going to be knocked down by the shortstop. He's going to come up with no play, though. So Hart's able to knock it down. Morrison's going to score. Hold Cipriano to second base, and Mayer's going to reach on the... call that an infield single right there. Even if Hart comes up with that ball right there, not sure he had a play on that. Definitely didn't have a play at second base on the runner there. Would have been a long throw on a speedy runner to try and get him at first base. That being said, one run in now for Pearl River brings our score to 4-1. Runners at first and second. First pitch to number 9. For Pearl River, it's going to be Landon Wilson. It's a swing and a miss. So no balls and one strike. Two outs here. Sheffer steps off. No throw to second. Mendoza looked like he wanted a pick play there. Sheffer comes set. Here's his delivery to home. Up high ball. One ball, one strike, two outs here. One run home for Pearl River here in the bottom half of the sixth, but the Cubs still lead 4-1. Sheffer comes set. His delivery going to be up high again. Two balls and one strike. Wilson steps back in for Pearl River. Sheffer comes set. Runners with their leads at first and second. Sheffer's delivery. Down low, outside. Ball three. So three balls and one strike now. Two outs in the inning. Sheffer comes set. Here's the delivery. Called strike two, outside corner. Wilson thought he had a free pass there. Was starting to hit down to first base, but the umpire said come back here. Been pretty consistent calling that pitch all day out there on that outside corner, though. So the 3-2 delivery with two outs. It's going to be step off a pickoff throw back to second base. back in safely. Cipriano for Pearl River. So we'll do it again. 3-2 pitch here coming from Sheffer. Runners are off and moving. 3-2 pitch is up and away, so that's going to be ball four. So we're going to load up the bases. So bases loaded now. Have a little conference. Coach Wheaton's coming out to the mound. Going to discuss some options here of what we're going to do. Still two outs in the inning, though. Brenham's leading 4-1. Sheffer's worked himself into a little bit of a jam here in the bottom half of the sixth. Hasn't been a lot of hits on it. Just some one single in the inning and some bases on balls and a hit by pitch has got him in this little jam here. He can work his way out of it. Coming up to bat for Pearl River is going to be number two, Luke Herring. Herring on the days had a fly out to the third baseman and a single back up the middle his last time at bat. So bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the sixth, Brenham leads 4-1. Here's the first pitch to Herring from Sheffer. It's going to be strike one right there on that outside corner. Quickly works a hit here, 0-1. Sheffer steps off. Didn't like the sign he got there. Wants a different one. Sheffer comes setting the stretch in his delivery. Up just a little bit high for ball one. So 1-1. One ball, one strike count. Two outs here. We play here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases are loaded. Two outs. Sheffer's delivery to the plate. High inside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Runners take their leads. Bases loaded. Sheffer's delivery. Down just a little low. 3-1. Nowhere to put the runner here. 3-1 count. Two outs. Bases loaded. Comes Sheffer from the pitch. It's going to be down low for ball four. So that's going to walk in the second run of the inning for Pearl River. It's going to cut the lead to 4-2 Cubs. Bases are still loaded. Two outs in the inning. Sterling Sheffer on the mound for the Brenham Cubs. Up to bat for Pearl River, number 16, Will Cothran. Cothran has flied out to shortstop and hit into a 4-6-3 double play. First pitch, outside corner, strike one. No balls, one strike. Two outs in the inning. Sheffer's delivery. It's going to be a base hit into right field. Right fielder misplays the ball. It's going to get by him. One run scores, two run scores, run all the way to the fence. The third run is coming to score. So a base hit and a two base error leads to three runs. And with those three runs, Pearl River takes a 5-4 lead over the Brenham Cubs. So solid base hit out there into right field. Right fielder just trying to run in to make a play. Ball bounced under his glove, rolls to the fence. Three runs are going to come in for Pearl River on the play. So five runs in this inning for Pearl River. Pitch to Parker Harper from Sterling Sheffer is a strike. So no balls and one strike. Two outs still. Runner at second base. Next pitch. Strike right there on that outside corner. 0-2 on Sheffer. Two outs. Cubs trail 5-4 as we play in the bottom half of the sixth. Batter calls timeout. Sheffer from the stretch, his delivery. And there's going to be a ground ball. This is going to be taken by Owen Finke at third. Throw over to first. Dug out by Luke Hardy. Nice play by Hardy in time for the third out of the inning. But with that, Pearl River scores 5 runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning and take a 5-4 lead over the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And welcome back as we start play here in the top half of the seventh inning. Pearl River still sending out Aiden Radosta, who's pitched all 7 innings today for them. Brenham was up 4-0 entering into the sixth, but allowed 5 runs in that sixth inning and now trail 5-4 and will need to at least score one to force play in the seventh. So leading it off for the Brenham Cubs is going to be third baseman Owen Finke. So Finke comes in on the day. He's had a single and a ground out and a fielder's choice. So the first pitch to Finke coming, it's going to be taken up high for a ball. No balls and one strikes to Finke. As we start play here in the top half of the seventh inning, Cubs trailing 5-4. Here's the delivery. Ball's going to be down and away. So Finke is quickly ahead on the batter. Quickly hit 2-0. Need base runners here. Try and force some action happening. Finke's had a couple stolen bases today. If he can get him on, maybe get him moved into scoring position, scratch out a run. Waiting on deck is Landry Mendoza. So Finke steps back in. Radosta out of the stretch. Going to throw a fastball down the middle. Finke's going to hit this out to center field. He's going to push the center fielder all the way back to the warning track, but he makes the catch out there for out number one. So long fly ball out by Finke for out number one. Going to bring up to bat number 9, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza on the day's had a single. He's had a pop out to the shortstop. Struck out one time. First pitch coming to Mendoza. Going to be in there for strike one. So pitcher gets a hit 0-1 on Mendoza. Radosta comes set. Here's the pitch. And there's a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder's moving, makes the catch on the run. Nice play by the center fielder there on a ball tailing away from him. Out number two. So coming up to the bat for the Brenham Cubs will be Luke Hardy. Two outs. Brenham trying to scratch out some base runners. We play here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Brenham trailing 5-4. First pitch to Hardy is swung on and fouled. Umpire gives the catcher a little time on that one. Kind of took that one off the gear a little bit. So pitcher comes set. Pitch to Hardy is up high for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Comes the pitch into Hardy. Hardy swings at it, hits one a mile up in the air. Catcher's coming over, and it's going to be just out of play. So we'll reset everything. Hardy will step back in with a 1-2 count. Two outs. Play here in the top half of the seventh. Here's the delivery. Just down. Taken for a close pitch for a ball. Runs the count even at 2-2. Here's the delivery to Hardy. Going to be swung on. Here's a ground ball. Shortstop's going to cut it off up the middle. Throws over to first for the third out of the game, and that is our ball game. As the Brenham Cubs will drop a heartbreaker here in Sulphur, Louisiana, as they lose 5-4 to Pearl River. And we'll be back for the post game after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2522.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Welcome back to Sulphur, Louisiana. As we just complete the Brenham Cubs versus Pearl River game over here, with the did not come on out on the winning end for the Cubs, as they end up losing it 5-4 here over in their first game. We'll be back here in a little bit for a second game, but as we recap the first game here, the Cubs got off to a pretty good start in the first inning, scored one in the first, was able to scratch out another run later on in the fifth, and then scored two more in the sixth inning, but ended up giving up five runs in the bottom half of that sixth inning to Pearl River. And that was your final score from over here. So with that, we'll be back here after a word from our sponsors with some more of the postgame.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And welcome back here to Sulphur, Louisiana, as we close up shop over here and get ready to move over to Barb High School in Lake Charles. We're going through the post game of the first game here as Brenham comes up on the losing end. A tough fought 5-4 loss for the Cubs. Had a 4-0 lead going into the sixth inning. Give up some runs there in the bottom half of the sixth and just couldn't pull it out. For the Cubs on the day, great pitching performance there. Started out by Braden Steele. He went five complete innings there and didn't allow any runs. So you can't fault the pitching on that. Hitting on the day, Ethan Boschenbeck had a big two-run home run. Hart had a great day on the bases with three hits and three stolen bases. Owen Finke had a single. Landry Mendoza was single. And Nate Rau comes in with a big double there in the to be on base when Ethan Boschenbeck hits the home run. So as we continue, we'll send it back to wrap up the postgame. We'll send it back for a word from our sports friends.
And it's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
All right, and welcome back, and we are back here trying to finish up over here, and we're going to get hit it out to Barb High School over there for game two for y'all. So with that, we're going to go into our star of the game, and the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South A Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Today's star of the game, I know it probably doesn't sound appropriate to give a picture of the star of the game when you lose a game, but the star of the game today is going to be Braden Steele. He pitched the five complete innings of baseball, only allowed two hits during his time out there, struck out four batters, worked really quickly, kept the hitters off balance, did a good job through those innings, left the game with a 4-0 lead, but unfortunately comes up with a no decision on the day. But our John Breeden star of the game for this game is going to be Braden Steele. And with that being said, we'll send it back for one more post-game break and a word from our sponsors.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, welcome back here to Sulphur, Louisiana, as we close it out over here and get in the car and head over to Barb High School, which is about a 10 to 15 minute drive for me to get back over there. So while I'm gone, we're going to play some music back at the studio for you. But once again, here from Sulphur, Louisiana, the final score, the Brenham Cubs 4, Pearl River 5. This is Stephen Drain saying goodbye, everybody. See you in about 15, 20, 30 minutes, as soon as we can get set up.
Play ball!
Thank you.